light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stephen J. Bound delivers a gripping blend of medical detective story, high seas adventure, and institutional drama in Scurvy. How a surgeon, a mariner, and a gentleman solved the greatest medical mystery of the Age of Sail. For centuries, scurvy devastated crews, undermined voyages, and reshaped the fate of empires. Bound traces the long, halting path to a cure through three pivotal figures who approach the problem from different angles. A naval surgeon conducted a pioneering clinical trial, a master navigator imposed rigorous shipboard innovations, and a well-connected physician translated evidence into policy. The result is a vivid narrative that explains why obvious remedies were ignored, how bold leadership preserved lives at sea, and how scientific insight must be paired with logistics and politics to create lasting change. Readers encounter the human cost of indecision, as well as the triumph of practical, evidence-based reform that transformed the Royal Navy and global exploration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the scourge that shaped empires. Bound opens by detailing the scale and horror of scurvy during the long voyages of the Age of Sail. Crews embarked healthy and returned skeletal, with bleeding gums, open wounds that refused to heal, and profound lethargy that decimated manpower. The disease often killed more sailors than storms or combat, crippling expeditions and draining state coffers. This was not a marginal issue, but a strategic crisis that dictated where ships could sail, how long they could remain at sea, and whether fleets could blockade, explore, or fight. The book explains how scurvy emerged from prolonged deprivation of fresh produce during months at sea, though the concept of a specific nutrient was unknown. Competing theories abounded, from bad air to internal putrefaction, and treatments ranged from useless acids to harsh purgatives. By quantifying the toll and showing the operational constraints scurvy imposed, Bone establishes why solving the disease mattered not only for humanitarian reasons, but also for national power, trade routes, and the projection of naval might. Secondly, James Lind and the first controlled trial at sea. Central to the narrative is James Lind, a Royal Navy surgeon who in 1747 conducted a landmark comparative test aboard a ship racked by scurvy. Lind divided afflicted sailors into small groups, administering different remedies under similar conditions. The group receiving citrus recovered with striking speed, while others showed little improvement. Lind published his findings in a treatise that laid out observations, reasoning, and a practical pathway to prevention. Yet the discovery languished. Bone explores why a result so clear did not translate into immediate policy. The explanation blends human and institutional factors: conservative medical doctrines, professional rivalries, inconsistent supplies of citrus, and the difficulty of preserving fruit juice on long voyages. Lind himself hedged at times, offering multiple hypotheses and remedies that muddied his message. By situating Lind within his era, Bone illuminates both the brilliance of the experimental design and the limits of influence without patronage, logistics, and unwavering advocacy. Thirdly, James Cook and the discipline of shipboard prevention. The mariner in Bone's trio, Captain James Cook, did not uncover the biochemical cause of scurvy, but he implemented a rigorous system that kept his crews remarkably healthy on epic voyages. Cook enforced cleanliness, ventilation, and regular airing of bedding, while systematizing the pursuit of fresh food at every landfall. He promoted foods like sauerkraut and experimented with various anti-scorbutic measures, some effective and some not. His leadership created a culture of compliance, overcoming sailor resistance to new diets through clever social tactics and relentless oversight. Although some later credited a specific item such as maltwort, the broader lesson from Cook was organizational. Disciplined routines, flexible provisioning, and constant attention to crew welfare could suppress scurvy even before a universal solution was standardized. Bone shows Cook as a pragmatic innovator whose success demonstrated that prevention was achievable, thereby strengthening the case for institutional change and encouraging the Navy to take evidence-based measures seriously. Fourthly, Gilbert Blaine and the Power of Policy. Gilbert Blaine, the gentleman physician with access to Admiralty decision-makers, is portrayed as the translator of science into policy. Serving in senior naval medical roles and advising admirals, Blaine compiled mortality data, compared ships and squadrons, and championed a standardized citrus ration. Through meticulous record-keeping and persuasive reports, he convinced the Navy that routine distribution of lemon juice, properly stored and sweetened, would transform fleet health. The formal adoption of citrus in the 1790s sharply reduced scurvy, enabling prolonged blockades and global deployments that underpinned British naval dominance. Bone highlights the unglamorous but decisive work of supply chains and regulations, securing reliable sources of citrus, ensuring quality during storage, integrating rations with daily routines, and backing policy with enforcement. By focusing on Blaine, the book shows that discovery alone is not enough. Lasting change requires institutions to standardize practice, measure outcomes, and align incentives so that good science reaches every mess table on every ship. Lastly, Why the Cure Was Delayed and What It Teaches, a core theme is the long delay between the identification of an effective cure and its consistent, empire-wide adoption. Bound traces the maze of confusions that thwarted progress. Multiple theories about causation, variable quality of preserved juices, and logistical hurdles in sourcing and storing citrus. Economic interests and bureaucratic caution compounded the problem, while the absence of a vitamin concept allowed plausible but wrong explanations to persist. The narrative also acknowledges later complications when less potent West Indian limes and heat processing reduced efficacy, reminding readers that even correct ideas can falter if execution degrades. From this tangle emerges a broader lesson about evidence and implementation. Reliable experiments must be clear, results must be communicated without ambiguity, and systems must deliver the remedy intact to the point of use. Bown uses this history to illuminate modern challenges in public health and policy, where proof, persuasion, and supply often move at different speeds. In conclusion, this book is ideal for readers who enjoy narrative history, history of science, maritime adventure, and anyone interested in how evidence becomes policy. Leaders, clinicians, public health practitioners, and project managers will recognize familiar obstacles in the story of scurvy. Ambiguity in early results, organizational inertia, and the make-or-break details of logistics. Bown offers more than a tale of lemons. He presents a case study in how disciplined observation, creative leadership, and institutional reform can save lives and reshape history. You should choose this book because it balances human drama with analytic clarity, weaving biography, data, and strategy into a cohesive whole. Many accounts cover pieces of the scurvy saga. Bown unites the surgeon, the mariner, and the gentleman to show how discovery, practice, and policy must converge. Read it to gain practical insight into evidence-based action and to be reminded that solving big problems demands both ideas and systems. If you would like to support Stephen J. Bown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Archery, better life begins in a book.